Alaskans with direct deposit woke up 878 permanent fund dividend dollars richer this morning. Paper checks were also mailed out today. This year's dividend is the lowest since 2005, but travel columnist and Alaska Travelgram publisher Scott McMurrin says the PFD always inspires airfare deals, and Alaska Airlines offers sales from all of their jet destinations in Alaska.
So they have permanent fund deals from Dutch Harbor, from ADAC, from Bethel, from Barrow, from Nome, from Kotzebue. Now, they don't include Prudhoe Bay. That's a specialty market. But Gustavus and Wrangell and Ketchikan, all these places have sale pricing to almost all of Alaska's destinations, which, by the way, have expanded since last year. I mean, you've got new places like Fort Lauderdale, like Atlanta, like San Antonio, Texas, like Maui, like Kona. I mean, they're going to have, starting in November, weekly service Anchorage, Kona, nonstop.
Does the PFD sale, you had mentioned earlier that it became just a fare sale after a while. How does that impact other carriers that come into Alaska? Is it mainly Alaska Airlines that offers this, or do all the carriers kind of get involved in PFD time?
Well, all the carriers get involved in being competitive. Okay, so if they see Alaska Airlines file a fare, then a lot of times automatic programming goes in there to match it. Now, I haven't checked on this one to see whether United has matched it to Seattle, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they did. But, you know, no other airline is offering as broad, you know, a mix as Alaska Airlines, plain and simple.
I've seen write-ups in the past about Anchorage and Alaska being one of the most expensive places to fly to and from in the U.S. Why is that, Scott? Demystify it for us and let us know. Is it fuel or what's going on with why it's so high to travel to Alaska?
Well, you know, you see a lot of people try and do an analysis about what it costs overall or what the overall trend is. And the fact is, you really got to look at a specific market. When I moved up here in 1978, to fly from Anchorage to New York City was $750 in 1978 dollars, and you had to fly on two different airlines. Right now, I can fly from Anchorage to Boston for $481 round trip. Yes, that's cheaper than Seattle. Okay, but and as I indicated earlier, Anchorage to L.A. right now, you can fly from Anchorage to L.A. right now for $400 round trip. So it depends on the market. I mean, conversely, to fly to Dutch Harbor or to ADAC or to Cold Bay from here, it's $1,000. Anchorage is not outrageously expensive to fly to. Fairbanks and Barrow and Kotzebue are really, really, really expensive.
What is it about Seattle that it's such an expensive place? So you can fly to Boston twice as far, at least, as flying from Anchorage to Seattle. Why is Seattle such an expensive market?
Because Seattle is a fortress hub for Alaska Airlines. If there was more competition on the route, or if there was the right kind of competition, say from a low-cost carrier, if Southwest Airlines, for example, was flying Anchorage to Seattle, it'd be $5. Okay, but it's not. And United is not in the mood for a pricing war with Alaska Airlines, and so the dollar amount just kind of floats up until people say, "Uncle, enough!" And right now, with their PFD sale at $438, it's just below that threshold of pain.
So sometimes it just comes down to a family feud, sort of.
Spite and malice. And I wish it could be, you know, more advanced than that. But really, when the airlines are mad at one another, the consumer wins.
Scott McMurrin is a travel columnist and publisher of the weekly Alaska Travelgram. Nearly 647,000 Alaskans qualified for a PFD this year.